about this. We even talked about this. Yep. Okay. All right. I am calling the meeting to order. It is 5:39. And this meeting is being recorded. And Greg is not with us today. Ms. Krishna is helping take minutes in his absence, but I will record attendance. Davis.
I am here.
Kara.
I am here.
Sarah is here, and Donald and Greg are absent. All right. As everyone has looked at the agenda, I want to review the action and discussion items. Is there any desire to reorder actions or discussion items for the meeting today? I have one note on the agenda. It's not a reordering, but I'll just name now that because Donald was not able to make it, we are going to significantly shorten the retreat portion and just give a little bit of an overview, but that will not be a big portion of our meeting tonight. But I think order is still all the same. All right, with no further action there, I'll open it up for board and community appreciations.
I would like to appreciate the parents who stepped into leadership roles for the FAC. We had our election this week, and Anne is here today. I'm going to be talking about this in the FAC report, but Anne is our new, our second FAC board member, and we have a president and vice presidents who are Marcella Bempis and Jillian Greenacre, who are sharing the leadership role, and I'm so excited because they're both amazing. So that's my appreciation, it's the three of them.
Yay. I was thinking about earlier, now we're moving.
Should I talk here?
You're welcome to share board if you have a appreciation for somebody at the school. If you want to share an appreciation, this is the time for that.
I appreciate the first year the teacher, and also the principal, and the also the name is Daniel, and we had a conversation before, so get some improvement in the school faculty observation for the kids.
I remembered my appreciation. I actually have two. One, I want to just appreciate, I know Ms. Krishna and Daniel are doing a lot to provide coverage as needed. So always appreciate them stepping up to support that. And then also want to appreciate the teachers who are making observations available to families, and want to encourage families to take advantage of that so that they can get in and see the magic happening. Really appreciate teachers doing that. Oh, and I remembered my other one, sorry. I wanna appreciate Ms. Krishna for also sending out the ABAR and community commitments. And I'm excited for that to be more like well-known within the broader parent community. It's really exciting stuff.
I wanted to appreciate Ms. Krishna and Mr. Daniel. I am coaching my son's soccer team, and one of the fellow coaches is a head of school out here, and we were just kind of, you know, talking through our kids' histories and whatnot. And, you know, then he found out, of course, I was on a board of UMCS, and I was just kind of talking to him about his experience of leading a school through the entire COVID period. And yeah, I just wanted to take this space to just thank you too for just leading our school through some pretty amazing and crazy times. So thank you.
Davis, I think this is your second to the last board meeting, so I know we're going to get all the major, major appreciations of the next one. But thank you for all the things, most of which are already in the public record, but all the stuff that's not too. It's been good having you, and we're going to miss you when you're not here.
All right, any last appreciations? All right, let's move into board member comments. So any board member who wants to speak to an issue regarding UMCS that does not pertain to a agendized item may do so at this time. All right, and hearing none from my fellow board members, we will move it to presentations from the floor. This is the time for presentations on non-agenda items. So any person who wishes to speak on items that are not on the agenda is granted 3 minutes to make a presentation. And comments should refer to matters within the jurisdiction of the committee. And I just want to remind folks that this is not a time where we're able to respond to non-agendized items. It's just a time for the public to make comments. So if there's any presentations from the floor, those can happen now.
Ms. Chen, if you have comments, this is the right time now. I know we're meeting tomorrow too, but just want to make sure you don't miss the chance.
I kind of haven't get it, so make a comment on what point.
You don't have to if you don't want to. You can just come for the meeting, but I know you haven't been to a meeting before, and I know we've been meeting a lot. So if you have a comment for the board, this is the space for that.
Okay.
And if you just want to listen, that's fine, and we can chat. We can chat tomorrow.
Okay. Keep going. All right. If there are no presentations from the floor, then we can move into the head of school report.
All right. Let me get the right screen open. Get off the minutes.
And I'll take some light minutes here.
Well, I think let me back out of them before you do that. I think we can't both be in. So I'm gonna back out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And now you should be able to get in there. It's confusing. I think we've messed them up before by
trying to
have two people in there.
Yeah.
All right, let me find. All right, are you guys seeing? My screen, good.
Yep.
It is very slow on my side to load right now, so I can't see my screen yet. So if it says it's loading on your side, okay, now I see it. All right, it's October already. We have a pretty short report this month. Just a few things coming up. We have classroom observations for sign up the week of November 7th. There's no school on the 11th in honor of Veterans Day. We have conferences that following week, fall break. We're right back up in enrollment season. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute too. We'll kick it over to Daniel. We're going to go back and forth a little.
So for instructional updates, in terms of families, we're really excited to be offering observations for the first time since the pre-pandemic, fall of 2020. The observations will be starting the week of November 6th. I know some classrooms have gotten signups out, but signups should be out by the end of this week. And we really, really highly encourage families to sign up for an observation of your student's classroom, because it's there's a lot of really good work happening in there, and we really want to share that with all of you. Following family observations, we're going to have conferences the week of November 14th. All of those, that whole week will be minimum days, the entire week, with conferences in the afternoons. And the conferences are going to be both in person and over Zoom for families that can't make it on campus.
So we're also, we've spoken about this, I think, in some of the academic committee meetings, but we're continuing with our weekly walkthroughs, where Mr. Bissonnette and I walk through every classroom at least once per week together, with collecting specific data around how many students are in the room, what are adults doing in the moment that we step in, how many students are engaged in work, how many Montessori materials are out, and how many students are engaging with those Montessori materials. And so we're calibrating, we go together so we can calibrate our numbers. And at this point, I think we have 7 or 8 weeks worth of data, and it's starting to be interesting data to talk about with teachers in their weekly coaching meetings with Daniel.
And then one thing that's we've been doing recently also is we have weekly coaching meetings for support teachers. So 1 week we have the elementary support teachers that get together with me, and then the following week it's the primary support teachers that get together with me, and then we kind of go back and forth week to week. So far we've covered things like classroom overview, which means really seeing the classroom and being able to support the whole class in independent work. While the teacher, the lead, is giving lessons. And we had a second round around recess supervision, which is actually, in a funny way, similar to classroom overview, except just outside during recess. The upcoming topics starting next week, we're gonna be talking about the NALA system, which is really our student support system, and having common language around really getting students to engage with work in the class. And following that will be, starting topics around really supporting that independence and the different kind of independence at the different levels that we have here.
On to enrollment. It's that time of year again, people. It is enrollment season very soon. We are still enrolling for this year, so throwing that out there. And I think we've been mentioning that in our Friday communications every week. We have the new enrollment season, though, opens up next month. The applications for the 2023-24 school year open in November. I don't have that date off the top of my head, but we'll share that in comms. And we're starting tours in November. We're planning currently to offer both in-person and Zoom tours this year. It's been a while since we did in-person enrollment tours too, so we're going to be figuring out what the logistics of that look like. In this new campus, we've never had tours here in person, and post-COVID. We're also doing some additional like outreach and marketing. We're attending some local Head Start program events, and we are also contracting to have some, well, internally contracting to get some really high quality photos of our classrooms done. Most of the really good high resolution photographs that the school has are from kind of a long time ago. So we have a talented employee doing some extra paid work to take photos of students at work and teachers at work in their classrooms that we're going to use for both just like stock like slides for our enrollment tour presentations, but also for some targeted outreach and marketing and potentially advertising, since enrollment's a really complicated topic, I think, statewide right now, and definitely across Alameda County, it's down significantly in all schools. And so we're rethinking some of our approaches to that moving into next year. That's all we got for you today. There's probably other things you can ask us about, so if you have any questions, now's a great time.
Do you guys want or need parents volunteer support for the tours? Or are you still figuring that out?
Probably yes. We'd like to have like a parent or FAC rep, you know, when we were doing Zoom ones and in-person ones, right? Somebody to just answer questions, because a lot of what parents want is just a face-to-face connect. So they're all on the calendar, Kara. So like, yeah, it could be really nice if FAC just wants to like look at them. There's a few that they'll probably, some of them will move because I just sort of randomly scheduled out, and to see whether we can maybe get, it's nice though to have sort of a tailored group of folks who've been here longer that can answer the questions rather than an open sign up. So that's the only struggle with that. But yes, please.
Also, not a question, but a comment. It's so exciting to see the observation data starting to be recorded, and that sort of tracking and coaching of the teachers is super exciting. So I'm glad that we are at a place where that's happening.
Yeah, just ditto that. As a data nerd, I love that, and such a powerful tool for teachers to be able to like see it concretely in numbers. Just as I always found it so helpful in my practice. So I'm really excited our teachers are getting that experience. Great. Any other questions or comments on the head of school report? All right. I will, let me add this record, Krishna, and then
get out.
Note taking. Yep. And then get out of note taking mode. All right. I think I'm out.
Okay. Great. I'll get back in.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Finance Committee, Davis.
Yeah.
I think Christian was able to upload that document.
Yep. And I am trying to share my screen, but it says that it is disabled. So if you could either enable it.
Try again right now. I just made a slight change. I don't know if I own this though.
Yes. All right. There we go. Oh man, I'm so not used to Zoom anymore. Sorry, I live in Google world right now. Okay, you can see the screen? Yes? Okay, all right, so we met again this month. The nice thing about Finance Committee is that our committee meetings have been relatively boring, which is fantastic. So here is our forecast update for 2023. We did make an adjustment to our forecasts. As Krishna had mentioned, we are seeing some difficult times in terms of predicting enrollment. So we did make an adjustment for our enrollment, which as you can see results in our negative trends for the LCFF and state and federal revenues. As a result of that lower enrollment, though, we did, on the comp and benefits side, we decided not to staff all the positions that we had budgeted for. So we do see that positive variance in terms of comp and benefits. We still have a current...
Let me clarify that was not any kind of consolidation or change in existing staffing. Yeah. And it was that we had budgeted for an extra person, like to hire somebody entirely new that we ended up not needing because we have fewer students. Just want to clarify because that can freak people out.
Thank you. So we currently have, actually, I should... So enrollment is lower, as we can see here, which again results in that LCFF negative variance. And then this is our budget comparison by line. As you can see, we currently are still looking at a net operating income of that $212,000 number. You know, traditionally Finance Committee has, we did see a bunch of one-time funding this year, and it is available for us either this year or to spread over multiple years. Finance Committee, soon to be without my input, but, traditionally we have spread that income over multiple years, especially if we foresee, future years looking a little bit rough. Josh did advise us that in speaking with California representatives that they do kind of foresee some possible lean year or lean years in the future. Tax collections this year is already a little bit lower than expected at a state level. So my opinion is that we should probably spread some of that grant money that we can take this year, but I think we should probably spread it to the future years. And if that's the case, then we would reduce our current year operating income forecast to be a little bit lower than it is right now. But as of right now, we're sitting with a nice projected $212,000 income for this current fiscal year. Monthly cash flow projections continue to look very, very strong. As you can see, we are even well above gold standard by the end of the year of 3 months expense, having cash in hand. This slide just kind of tells us when the timing of the California state funds reaches us. Honestly, they do a fantastic job of managing our cash. And as you can see, the LCFF is actually the variance that you saw on the previous screen, which saw the negative LCFF, it actually does have that positive variance of the LCF funding percentage built into that. So that number is in there. And ELOP, there were some changes to the ELOP procedures in terms of what will be counted for ELOP funds. If I remember correctly, I think that there's going to be some clarification coming. So honestly, I'll let Krishna and Josh take care of that. So are there any questions? I'll go back to this. Anybody? Yes, Ms. Chen?
Yes, Ms. Chen.
I have a question. So the money thing is this, the government put money in school, and right now the money is declining, or?
Well, actually, so this fiscal year, which is kind of matches up to this school year, we actually have an increase in how much we are reimbursed from the state per student. But most of our income as a school is received on a per student basis. Does that make sense?
Okay. And we have fewer students than we had last year and that we were expecting to have this year, which is something that we're seeing at all public schools across the area.
So which means each child have more money than previous year?
Yeah, the total amount went up per child this year for all California schools.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so which means each school, I still didn't get that each child has some money, which means they can have some support using the funding. Is that right?
No, the way it works is it goes into, like, that's what creates the budget for the entire school. So that money goes to pay for the teacher in the classroom. It's not like individual budget. It's like for the students. So there is some increase in the percentage that the state is giving us per student, but the reason it has gone down as a whole is because we have lower enrollment. And so that's why schools are able to pool that money to hire teachers,
pay rent,
all of the things, buy classroom materials. So that's why you have that's economies of scale, right? You can do more when you pool the money. That's how the school system works.
Mm-hmm. And they can possibly get more reading materials. Is that what can do?
We've invested a lot more money this year in instructional materials for all students and in significant raises for staff who support reading.
Okay. That's my question.
Great.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
All right. Cool. With no other questions, we will transition to the Academic Oversight Committee. So Kara.
Hey, we did not formally meet this month. We informally met and got a sneak peek at some of the data that our new data consultant is crunching, and just the different ways of looking at all the information we have is super, super exciting. I don't have anything to report out about it because it was not a formal meeting, but it's exciting and I look forward to reporting more about it next month.
Great, thank you. All right, given that we didn't have any formal meetings on that, we'll move on to Family Advisory Council. So sorry, Kara, it's back to you.
It's all me. So the biggest thing that happened this month is that we had our FAC leadership elections that concluded today. Like I said in our earlier, sorry, there are staff people moving. As I said earlier in my appreciation, we have three new elected officials. We have Ann Rhodes is our new FAC board member, and I'm very grateful that she is joining us. And then Marcella Bumpus and Jillian Greenacre are our co-presidents. They ran as president and vice president, but their goal is to share the role together. And they're both second year parents and have spearheaded a lot of stuff in their year and a little bit at the school. They're the ones who are responsible for the campus work days that happened last year and this year. And so they are good at getting stuff done, good at working together, and I'm excited that they are joining us. So you should look for messaging from them soon. The campus work day and the library cleanup day happened 2 weeks ago, and I saw a lot of positive feedback about those days. I couldn't make either of them. Another thing that's happened is that our room parents, by and large, have been sort of operating on their own since the pandemic, because we didn't really have a large need for room parents when we were all at home. But we do have, in the past, room parents have not fallen under FAC, but there's a lot of overlap. And we always had room parent leads who sort of held meetings and helped support the room parents across the board. And we had a parent who stepped forward to host a couple meetings to sort of figure out how room parents are operating and what their needs are and how to support them. I'm waiting for feedback on how those meetings went, but I was grateful that Emily Taylor, who has two kids at the school, stepped forward to do that. Fundraising, we wrapped up our readathon. We raised about $13,000, which was less than our goal, but we got to, we typically have about a 30% participation rate, and we got to that by the end of it. So that was, I was grateful for that. We've got more fundraisers in the works, and information will be coming about them soon. And that's pretty much everything. Any questions?
Awesome. Kara, actually, can you remind the board and mostly me what the what was the goal of, not the goal of the fundraising amount, but like the purpose of the fundraising? What did we stipulate that as for, or has that not been decided yet?
Our fundraising always goes to our general fund. We don't target it for specific things. And that's actually something that I don't know if we should have conversations about it, as we are a little more financially stable. Our fundraising goal usually equals the operating budget, and whether as we're more financially stable, we can look at targeting things. We've kind of been resistant to that because it's like, who has the most sort of weight in terms of what things get decided.
How that so gets it just decided, goes into, for sure.
Right, so it just goes into our operating budget.
Cool, thank you. Thanks for clarifying that. All right, any other questions for that committee? All right, so Executive and Governance Committee. So we met and talked a lot about the retreat planning, which I'll talk a little bit more about in a few minutes. We also talked about the head of school evaluation process. And so that is gonna be shared more broadly with board members for finalization, and then we will be sharing it publicly at the next meeting. And then just a reminder, like, that Greg and I are participating in the Diverse Schools Coalition Community of Practice. And he and I both were not able to attend the first one. You have to like attend a certain amount. We both couldn't attend that one, but we will be at the next one, and we will be reporting out as we get more information and bring home learning from that community of practice. Just a regular reminder for board members to complete their Form 700 form. And if you have not done a training on the Brown Act everyone has to do that annually. Greg forwards on the information about that to me usually, and I will forward it on as we get information about when those trainings will be available. And I think that's it. Any questions on executive committee updates? We're mostly focused on retreat planning. Spent a long time on that. So big shout out to Krishna and Greg for thinking through that. Okay, so next up, board, committee, officers, and members. So this does have a voting action item on it.
Yes.
I looked at the wrong section of the agenda and wasn't sure if we could vote tonight, but we can. And we get to vote in the latest member of, of the UMCS board. So, Krishna, you have
meetings
up. This is my first time voting someone in.
You've been selected, elected by FAC, but somebody on the board needs to make a motion let's think about our language here. We're making a motion to, how do we say it, Davis? Like,
to nominate.
Okay.
No, I think it's a nomination. So I will move to nominate Ann Rhodes to the UMCS board. Anyone second that nomination?
I second.
And then we will take the vote.
I'm just catching up on my little notes. Sorry. I've never done this. Okay, so we're gonna record individual votes. Davis.
Aye.
Kara.
Aye.
Sarah.
Aye.
Motion passes. Our other members are absent. So welcome officially to the board. Yay. Your service starts at the next meeting, and typically for typical board members, it's 2 years. And so your final meeting would be like the November-December meeting in 25. With FAC, sometimes that changes, and you can let us know what you need, but welcome.
Oh, I
you should ask though if you want to do any like committee. We can get on committees right now too.
Yeah,
that doesn't need to be voted on. Does that need to be voted on? I don't think so. We just decide and put it into our notes as a discussion. So if you wanted to join one of the committees, executive, finance, or academic, now's the moment to do that.
It can be at next month too, if you want to think about it. So we have like the academic committee, which is what Kara leads and looks at all things academics, obviously. Finance committee, like Davis showed the report, we work with EdTech, who provides us with all of that, like back of the house reporting and support.
I was going to say, with Davis exiting, finance committee is going to be in need of at least one more member, no matter what. Doesn't have to be you, but that's one that has like a necessary opening coming up after our next finance meeting.
Yeah, I was going to ask that where the need was. Sorry, my house is very loud right now.
Finance.
So yeah, I'd love to do that. I've been in the fundraising committee with Kara for a couple of years now, so it's a good fit.
Great. All right. Can we just vote on that?
Put a discussion out. Yeah. Do we need to vote? Or do we vote?
I think we do have to vote to confirm her into the committee.
Let's do that then.
Yeah.
So, motion.
I would like to move to accept Ann Rhodes to the Finance Committee.
Second.
I second that. Oh.
Argue about it.
I'm gonna give it to Kara because she was quicker. All right, so we're gonna record votes. Davis?
Aye.
Kara?
Aye.
And Sarah?
Aye.
And motion is unanimous. And passed and is unanimous. Okay, I'm learning how to use the tools up here. Sorry, Anne, you're watching me learn how to do things.
I was going to say, I would not take any of this as fact, but I know that Greg will reach out to you, Anne, with details. So we all have UMCS emails, and then we use this spiffy tool called Board on Track that helps us manage all of our board meetings, board taking notes, which Krishna is doing right now, recording our votes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So pretty much everything that we do on a long-term basis will be through your email, which also includes Google Drive and all the documents on that virtual server and Board on Track. So.
Welcome.
Yay, welcome.
All right. Anything else? Anybody else trying to switch committees or? All right. All right. So the retreat. So essentially, Kirsten and I chatted today and recognized that with Donald having to make a last minute exit, we did not think it made sense to go into the retreat materials, especially given that Davis is going to be leaving. And although we would love him to, you know, be active forever, we know he's gotta leave. So the purpose of the retreat is about us as a board moving forward, getting really clear on what is the like vision for the school that we're supporting Ms. Krishna in leading towards, and then getting strategic about like, then what is the role of this board? What are the goals that we have that we're driving towards over the next 5 years? And what does that really mean? We need to leverage in committees as, you know, committee structures, what that's going to drive like board membership and recruitment. If there are, you know, people with certain expertise or experience that we think we need to bring on based on where we think we're going or where we're hoping to go, to really, you know, drive that piece of the strategy to support the school and to support the vision that the school has. So it's always a tricky thing with a board, but like, what is it that we do and how can we actually be value add and not just another thing? And so the idea for our retreat is to have a conversation around where has the school been, and, you know, for us newer board members, getting, you know, just a brief history on like, where have we been and making sure we're on the same page there. Hearing from Ms. Krishna and Daniel a little bit more on like, where are we now? What are kind of some of the current opportunities, challenges, strengths of the school? And then we'll get into where are we going. So I think as we are zipping through tonight, that tonight is going to be a short meeting, but I'm going to say that then as a result, there is a decent chance that if we do push it to our November, December, remember we just do one meeting over in November and December. If we do it then, that one might be a little bit longer, but we can think about maybe shaving down some of the other pieces as well to make sure that we're able to give it the time that it deserves to have a robust conversation about that. So that's all I got on that. So be looking at your emails to hear a final word about if we are going to push it. Ms. Krishna and I were talking about some different options, but I think it's likely to get into that to be at that December. I think it's December 1st is that board meeting. But I also want to make double extra sure that everybody will be able to be there so we can get the most value out of it. Okay, anything else or any questions about that, rather? All right. Other business, Greg usually leads our Oakland and California update section. The only thing I will say is that Oakland and has very important elections coming up. Everyone should have your ballot. And if you have not voted yet and you live in Oakland, please do so. We have a school board election that is for the district where UMCS sits. Even though we are Alameda County authorized, we are in an OUSD building. And this stuff really matters. So just a reminder to everybody to vote. That's all I got for that. Anybody have any other updates? All right. Okay, with that, we'll move into approving the minutes from September 2nd. Is there any public or board comments or questions on those minutes? If not, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll move to approve the minutes from the September 22nd meeting.
I second.
Okay, let me record individual. We do votes, yes, right. Okay, Davis?
Yep. Aye.
Kara?
Aye.
Sarah?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. And we can move on.
Great. All right, moving on to the general consent report. There is just one item on the general consent report. It's our contract with Urban Montessori and Public Montessori in Action. Public Montessori in Action. Any questions about the consent report? Or Christian, do you want to say something? Okay.
Can I get a motion?
I would like the motion to approve the general consent report.
Wonderful.
I second the motion.
Sorry, I'm not as fast and efficient as Greg. But that's a lot to live up to, let's be honest.
I was going to say, no one is as fast or as efficient as Greg.
No one. Nope.
All right. Nope. Davis?
Aye.
Your vote? Kara?
Aye.
Sarah?
Aye.
All right. Motion has passed unanimously and is saved in for the record.
All right. Finally, moving into any new business items for future meetings. Actually, I have one that I was thinking about. Ms. Krishna, I'm wondering if there's like a way or thinking about bringing in those community agreements that the school has and thinking about how we could potentially center those at the start of board meetings. So I'm wondering if maybe like a discussion on those at some point, maybe not November or December if we're doing the retreat stuff, but
talking about the community agreements that staff developed internally.
Yeah. So a potential discussion item at a future meeting.
Yep. I can also bring it in the head of schools report potentially.
Great.
I think if we're happy to share those publicly, I think I'll double check with staff. But then the board should decide whether they want to create their own or shift or use the ones that UMCS staff created internally. But I think maybe it's a good thing to just put in our report or something next time and then that'll give time for before the next meeting or whatever during the retreat if that's something that comes up for that or I don't know.
Cool.
Or it can be, you know, talk about it in the executive or something. I don't know. Yes. Yeah. I can put it in the notes.
We'll talk about it. Great. Anything else?
I am going
yes,
to...
Ms. Chen. Oh, sorry.
I heard previously you mentioned there's a school goal, but I still haven't heard what the goal are. So are we going to talk about that or
The school goals weren't on our agenda here today, but they are public, and I think we can easily like direct you to those public documents because we've talked about them at previous meetings. I'm pretty sure they're in public art, but I'm happy to talk to you about it too. And like, they're big level whole school goals. Yeah, so, yeah. We can even talk about that tomorrow if you want.
Okay. Maybe just a little bit mention is this, because I think I have read something, but I'm not sure is that school goal or not. It was talking about there's a previous historical event happening in school, and then we are right now trying to strive for the right of the previous ancestor. Is that the school goal?
I'm not sure I understand.
Because I didn't understand, so I want to make it clear what actually the school goal is. I'm not sure if I'm reading the correct.
We have many, many, many school goals. But why don't you, I know you and I have a meeting already tomorrow at 8, so we can talk about it there.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
And Ms. Chen, also, like, the goals that I mentioned are specifically the ones that live, like, within the head of school evaluation, which is a public document and will be shared later. Like I said, that's in development. But that will be made available at a later meeting. But also, as Ms. Christian said, all of our goals that live in what's called the LCAP, is a public document that Ms. Krishna can point you to in your meeting as well. So those were the goals that I was speaking to.
Okay, thanks.
That makes sense. Cool, thank you. Okay.
On a much different question, I'm gonna try and actually be in person in the next meeting because I feel like my last meeting should be in person. So. Yes. This is a super random question. Is there like any, because of COVID restrictions, or I don't even know what the COVID restrictions are now, am I allowed to bring food for everyone? Is that like not okay anymore? I don't even know what
we love food. Wow. We love food. We kind of mask if we're in the same room sometimes, but a lot of times because we're on Zoom, we spread ourselves out anyways because of audio issues. But yeah, you okay. Text me.
Cool. Okay.
Love it. All right. With that, we are going to go into a closed session. Miss Chen and Anne, because you are not officially starting. Oh, and Daniel. Sorry. Bye. I'm going to ask you guys to hop off and you can return.
Yeah, you have to announce the item and ask for any like public comment before we go to closed session.
Thank you for the reminder. So we are going into closed session to specifically discuss the public employee performance evaluation of the head of school. This is an agenda item that we have every month. In closed session that we discuss, is there any public comments that want to address that item before we move into closed session? Great. There are any votes taken during closed session, those will be reported out publicly upon return to open session. And I believe the way we've done that in Zoom is I can put people into the waiting room if they want to come back after we are done, correct?
I think, or if people want to be notified when we come back into open session, you can either just text us or put your phone number in chat and we can text you when we're coming back into open session.
The waiting room works too.
Yeah.
If that's easier.
Works. Yep.
And typically what we do is we come back and say no action taken, meeting adjourned, but up to whoever.
Yep.
Yep. So Anne and Ms. Chen, do you guys want to hop off and let us know if you want to come back, or would you like to go into the waiting room or what's your pleasure?
Now is the time people go out and now we can come back.
That's what we're going through the waiting room.
Yeah.
So the waiting room. I don't. Thank you, Anne.
Okay. I'm going to leave. Thank you.
Oh, I think she said I'm going to leave. She just exited. Okay.
Yeah. She said, I think right there at the end, I'm going to leave.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I forgot that part, Krishna. Thank you.
No, it's good. It's like, what's there's so many things to remember. It's fine.
All right. Wait, we have to stop recording too. Did you stop recording?
Come on, hit stop recording. Correct.